100% natural bio superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning again. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us in morning, Dr. Martin Erdman, we're going to be talking about something that most people don't think too much about, and that is the concepts of premillennialism and postmillennialism. And I've never thought about it, but Dr. Erdman is an ethicist. He's a student, a philosopher. Lives in Switzerland, has written some amazing things on the ethics of nanotechnology and other items. But this morning we're going to be talking about postmillennialism. Before we do that, I wanted to briefly comment on 60 Minutes last night, which had a very, very skillful propaganda piece on why you should take the H1N1 shots. And, of course, it points out that, as this football player, now they had to have their film crews go, Colorado to get the pictures of this tragic young boy. I think he's 15 or 16, played football and came down with a disease and had to be transported to a major hospital and intubated and certainly almost died from the swine flu. And, of course, they have the people from the U.S. Public Health Service looking so sincere and talking about the terrible danger and everybody should be vaccinated. And Scott Pelley from CBS keeps making the point, but, I mean, the chances is probably less than 100 that 1 in 100 are going to get this disease. The chances are probably less than 1 in 100. What he should have said, the chances are less than 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 100,000, you're going to have a serious problem with this. And the people who are taking out of it vitamins D and C, they wouldn't be having the problem as they are. But none of that is brought out. The whole idea is you should get your vaccination. You should get your vaccination. You should get your vaccination. And ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the matter is I personally believe that there's far more danger from the vaccine than there is from getting H1N1, an entirely new vaccine, and all the evidence suggests it was made in a laboratory. And the question is, why at this time in history are they so intent upon getting us to take this unnecessary vaccine? Well, with that as a background, though, let's get to our Dr. Martin Erdman, because he has some fascinating information on the history of the postmillennial movement, and once again, it simply verifies the things we've talked to in the past about the infiltration of the Christian movement. If you want to destroy Christianity, you don't destroy it from without, you destroy it from within. Dr. Erdman, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Why don't you just pick up the story, what brought you to a study of the postmillennial philosophy? First of all, would you please explain it to our listeners and why this philosophy, this true
it is a fascinating story to look into postmillennialism and the history behind it, as well as how they came up with this view of Christian eschatology. And the reason I looked into it was really related to writing my doctoral dissertation, which concerned itself with early 20th century North American church history, and I discovered that the idea of a millennium, which is established by human efforts, played a very great role in North American history. And so I just looked into it and found many fascinating things.
Well, please go right ahead, because I think that the whole idea of the millennium, that, you know, there's going to be this year, a thousand-year period of peace and prosperity on the earth, but Christ is going to come, and then this is going to be occur. But is Christ going to come, or are we going to bring this, and then maybe Christ is going to come after the millennium? But anyway, I'm going to let you pick it up. Who is behind this philosophy? There's no question that we believe that Christ is coming again as Christians, and that the at that point, why a period of a terrible period of crisis will end. But what does the post-millennialists feel? Do they believe Christ is going to come before or after the millennium?
Post-millennialists believe that Christ will come after the establishment of a millennium.
Okay.
And the millennium is called the kingdom of God here in this world.
Okay.
Now, the prefix post means really after. And this gives you the clue that these post-millennialists believe that Christ will come after the establishment of the kingdom. In contrast,
right,
the pre-millennialists believe that Christ will come before the millennium will be established.
Right.
The great difference between these two views is the agent who sets up the kingdom. Postmillennialists believe they themselves, the church, is the agency which needs to establish the kingdom. And only after the church succeeded in setting up the kingdom, Christ can come back.
And this should not be confused with pre-tribulation, rapture, mid-tribulation rapture, post-tribulation rapture. It's an entirely different philosophy.
Yes, because premillennialists believe that it will be Christ who will set up the kingdom. Correct.
So okay.
This is the big difference between the two. But obviously there are many more differences, and I try to highlight some of them.
So you go right ahead. First of all, where did these ideas come from? Because this is a rather new idea, this post-millennial idea, isn't it? Within 100 to 200 years?
Yes, basically. Obviously, some Christians in the past, 1,000, 2,000 years, have already believed in something like a post-millennial view, but it has only become popular within the last 100 to 200 years.
Okay. So where did these ideas come from?
Yeah, well, it is both the Bible. They refer to the Bible, but I, in my research, have found that there are some other sources to which these postmillennialists are referred to, such as the Rosicrucian Enlightenment in the 17th century. The Rosicrucian Manifestos. And
so we're talking about
study,
the
which I will try to explain later.
The secret society that played such an important part in the founding of America, they were pushing the post-millennial philosophy. And that's something most people have never heard of. We'll be right back.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Martin Erdman. And, so you had started to talk about the relationship between this secret society, which was the Rosicrucians, which existed since the 1400s. It was instrumental in establishing this country. And then, of course, still exists today, one of those secret societies operating behind the scenes, and this post-millennial philosophy. So how do the two of them tie together?
I try to explain it to you, Dr. Stan. The Rosicrucian movement started in the early 17th century in Germany. It was a secret brotherhood. They didn't reveal their identity, but they published three different manifestos. One was the Frama Fraternitatis. They published that in 1614. Another manifesto was called Confessio. They published that in 1615. And then another work was called The Chemical Wedding, which was published in 1616. And in all these three different manifestos, they enunciated a new reformation. And what they meant by that new or second reformation was they wanted to complete the first reformation. And the thing which they were thinking was still missing in the first reformation was the unification of all knowledge, the unification of all nations, the setting up of God's kingdom here in this world. And this message was then picked up by a certain individual whose name was Johann Heinrich Alsted. Alsted was a Calvinist theologian at the theological seminary in Herborn. Herborn is a city in Germany. And he thoroughly started to believe in that vision of unifying the entire world. And he educated a very famous student of his, whose name was Jan Amos Comenius. And Comenius, after he graduated from the theological seminary in Herborn, went to England. And in England, he propagated the views of the Rosicrucian manifestos. Those who started to believe in him and in his message were the early Puritans. And thus the Puritans, being Calvinist Christians, redefined their theology in terms of that Rosicrucian vision of unifying the entire world, and thus they came up with postmillennialism.
Okay, fine. So the whole idea then was to create a one world government. Would that be a fairly accurate statement?
That would be exactly what they wanted to do, correct.
But they wanted to create a utopian world. In other words, a perfect world. The world was going to improve and get better.
Yes. Correct. And they went back to some rather ancient sources like Hermeticism, Gnosticism, Kabbalism, and things like that.
All right, fine. So basically, Chris is bringing all of these occult ideas to focus on this idea of a one-world government. But what about the United States? What was the influence of the post-millennialists here in this country?
Well, it had a tremendous influence. I looked into some sources, some sermons preached by American pastors in the mid-19th century, and they basically said that this is the view. No one else believes in anything else except post-millennialism. So it really had a very strong influence on this country. And they wanted to use America as the savior or redeemer nation to spread post-millennialism across the globe.
In other words, the United States was going to push this post-millennial philosophy of a utopian one-world government on the entire world. But,
yes.
Of course, that was the view of the ancient secret societies. It always has been. And suddenly these ideas began to infiltrate the church. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, correct. Because these Puritans from England eventually came to the States and wanted to set up a theocratic kingdom here in this country according to the principles of postmillennialism, and other pastors have picked up on it, and when they developed that doctrine into something like setting up a world government, correct?
All right, fine. And so this post-millennial philosophy really became more the dominion philosophy of theology here, didn't it? Could you pick up and elaborate on that idea? An awful lot of people don't understand dominion theology, and yet it infiltrates significant segments of our church today. So pick up the philosophy and explain that, would you please?
Yes. That dominion philosophy really stems from post-millennialism, because just imagine how these pastors fought to bring in God's kingdom by their own efforts. They had to have rules, they had to have laws, and not many people would be inclined to follow along, to be guided, directed by these clergymen. So they thought, well, how can we do it? Well, we need the state. We need the state to coerce everyone to go along with this vision of setting up a world government. And so they approached the state, here in the States, in the United States, to come on and create that perfect society as they envisioned it. And dominionism basically is just the modern version of that post-millennial view, which eventually in England, in America, took on the name social gospel. And I believe you are quite familiar with the social gospel movement here in the States. It went along with the progressive movement in the early 20th century.
And they infiltrated the church, and what was the relationship, say, to organizations like the Federal Council of Churches, and then the National Council of Churches, and the and the World Council of Churches?
Yes. Now, the Federal Council of Churches was a board of individuals, church officers, who basically wanted to unify all the churches here in this country and eventually in the entire world, as the basis of unifying all the nations of this world. So it was not necessarily a church unification movement, but it really had a political agenda. And they defined their political and social agenda in the so-called social greed of 1932. And one leader, for example, stated, and I can give you a direct quote, he said, "We are coming to see that the kingdom of God in Christ's conception never means anything less than a righteous human society." He has come, Christ has come, not alone to save people out of the world and fill them with a far away heaven, but to make a heaven here in this world. He has come not to patch up human society and make the world a little less intolerable for man, but to make all things new and create a new social order. So basically, they wanted to create heaven here in this world. They radically changing the social order from a free enterprise system to a socialistic system.
And this then was dominion theology, and it was the basis of the liberal movement within the Christian church, getting away from the Bible. But it was not God that was going to make a better world, but it was mankind working through the church that was going to do it. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes, and it had nothing to do with saving souls anymore, but it had to do with changing social structure, changing society. So it was really basically socialism in a Christian garb.
And
they
so
used
the
Christian terminology, but what they meant by these terms had nothing to do with Christianity as such.
Right, and so they infiltrated the church to take it over from within, to push this social gospel, or socialist gospel, that, that church would use government to bring about the kingdom of her earth. But they sort of excluded God. How could they possibly, explain this on something God was going to do when man was going to bring it about, not God?
Yes. But it was important that they redefined the agency of who is bringing in the kingdom, because ultimately they didn't believe in a supernatural God. They believed only in themselves. And here you can already see that it was not really a Christian movement at all. They called themselves liberal theologians, but they were very far removed from true Christianity. As a matter of fact, J. Gresham Machen, the New Testament professor at Princeton Theological Seminary in the early 20s of the 20th century, wrote an entire book called Liberalism and Christianity to prove his point that liberal Christianity, was a totally different religion from what Christianity was understood to be. But still, it was propagated in the churches, in the liberal churches, up to the end of the Second World War. And then, at the end of the Second World War, especially in the late 40s and early 50s, the evangelical movement picked up on that message of the kingdom, of establishing the kingdom of God in this world. Instead of the liberals, the evangelicals became the primary force behind this movement of setting up a kingdom. And they meant setting up a world government.
But now, of course, these ideas permeate certain of our major so-called conservative church leaders. In other words, are the ones who profess a belief in God, and yet they still are professing this idea that man, can bring about the kingdom of God, and by so doing that they can bring the second coming. In other words, we're going to get the world better, and then God's going to come. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, the world is getting better and better and better due to their own evangelistic efforts and social efforts. That's correct. But they have basically three different doctrines which they thoroughly believe. And these doctrines are basically linked with their view of setting up a kingdom again. And they meant by that the merging of the three sectors of society, meaning the state, commerce, and the churches, or the non-profit charity sector of society. They want to bring these different sectors together, and by bringing them together, they think that they will eventually succeed in their vision to set up a dominionist kingdom, which then eventually will merge into a worldwide global society under their personal political control.
All right, and Sydney, now, what is their influence in America today? What is the influence of the post-millennium movement in the United States and throughout the world?
That is very, very great. Unfortunately, they have a lot of influence, a lot of power, a lot of money is behind them, a lot of publicity is given to them, especially to their particular spokesman. And I just want to name a few names. Rick Warren is one of their leaders. Bill Hybels in Chicago in his Willow Creek church is one of the leaders. Brian McLaren, so the entire emergent church movement is part of a larger dominionist movement. And there are many others involved in it.
Hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Martin Erdman. Dr. Erdman, do you have a website, any place people can get your writings and material?
Yes, I cooperate with the Discernment Research Group and write articles in English for their blog, along with some other friends of mine who write other articles. It is published on the internet under the address periscope.blogspot.org. Periscope.blogspot.org. It's the Periscope blog. And we do publish different articles. We tackle Dominionism, and we analyze the message of Dominionism. We point to the leaders. We show what is utterly wrong with this doctrine, and we point out that it is and always has been a heresy.
Well, but we see this here in the United States. The thing is, you mentioned a pastor, a high bolt back there in Illinois, and yes. This is the whole church growth movement, the emerging church movement, all these new movements within the Christian church today seem to get away from the scriptures and the Bible, and it's how is man going to make the church, the world, better? Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, exactly. It is Bill Hybels who wants to do that. It is also Rick Warren, as I pointed out earlier, with his purpose-driven life book. He disseminated the ideas of Dominionism, but not overtly, not explicitly. It was more implied in what he said. But it is pretty clear in what he wants to accomplish with his so-called global peace plan. He wants to spread the Dominionist ideals across the globe, and he wants to tackle AIDS, he wants to improve general education and things like that. All of this can be traced back to the communitarian philosophy of Peter Drucker. And Peter Drucker was a very famous management consultant. He wrote many books. He had a great influence on the corporate culture in America. He was the management consultant of GM, IBM, and other great corporations. And this Peter Drucker also became a personal mentor of Rick Warren and Bill Hybels and some of the other leading pastors in this country to condition their thinking and their planning in terms of his own personal philosophy, which was communitarianism. And he wanted to change American society radically by using these pastors to spread his particular vision for American society, which is, again, not a Christian view, not a Christian... It has nothing to do with Christianity. For example, I listened to a interview which was held with Peter Drucker before he died, and the interviewer asked Drucker, "Are you a Christian? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And Peter Drucker outright stated that, "Not at all. I am not a Christian." And when the interviewer asked back, "Well, what is your great interest in the Christian churches? Why did you spend about 20 years exclusively to train pastors?" And then his reply was, "Well, I am not blind. I could see out of the window. I could see all the mega churches coming up here in this country. And I thought, well, these mega churches are the perfect vehicle for me to change American society." And this is how he became eventually the personal mentor of Rick Warren and all the other famous pastors I named, and many others I didn't name.
And so the whole idea is to use Christianity to change the world. And this is Peter Drucker, that was the mentor for organizational programs for the church growth movement and for the the other church movements, the evolving church movement, which we see today, that are aimed at changing Christianity, that are aimed at changing the world. But it is man that is going to bring the kingdom of God to earth. Certainly not God, because they don't believe in God. They use Christianity, and I'm not saying every minister who's gone into the church group movement fits into this, but he doesn't realize he's part of a movement that has nothing to do with Christianity, but is using Christianity to advance a political, and I personally believe, a spiritual goal of the other side. Because, of course, Gnosticism and the Rosicrucians and the other movements that Dr. Martin Erdman has been talking about come from the occult. Well, my telephone number is, if you're out there, would be 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And it is the effort for man to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We'll look and see what's going on in our society today as we've gotten away from the basic Christian teaching, as we've gotten away from the concept that we're all sinners saved by grace, as we've gotten away from the concept that we need a personal savior. And we seem to have done that. Now, you talked, in our previous conversations about this influence being around at the time of the First Great Awakening. There were people, even at that time, even Jonathan Edwards did embrace some of this post-millennial philosophy, but did he really understand what its origin was?
Well, not really. I have great doubts that he really understood where it came from. He just realized that the situation in American society at his time in the mid-18th century was improving greatly due to the fact that many people became Christians during the First Great Awakening. And so he thought, well, this looks like that everything is getting better, and he already was tutored in the postmillennial teaching, so he just believed that this is just biblical. Everything is getting better and better and better, and until Christ will come back, until the perfect society is set up in his world. So I don't believe really he realized that the basic idea came from Rosicrucianism. But there were others who very well knew where it came from, because, for example, John Winthrop, who is obviously pretty well known in American history, wanted to bring Jan Amos Comenius to the United States to become a first president of Harvard University, or back then Harvard College.
But, I mean, certainly, is there anything wrong with trying to make the world better?
Well, there's nothing inherently wrong with making this world better. What is wrong with it is that these ideas come from very questionable sources, esoteric, occult sources such as the Hermetic writings, who prefaced this vision of setting up a perfect kingdom in this world with the idea of man becoming divine.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343. 866-781-0343.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Martin Erdman. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And there's no question, I think, that individually we should try to make the world better, but to try to rely upon government rather than God. I mean, the world is going to improve. It's going to have to be because we are better people individually. And, of course, at that point, you can restrict the power of government. For it was certainly James Madison who said that our form of society was made for a moral and religious people. Is America today made up of moral and religious people? Is the world made up of moral and religious people? Is there an effort to bring about a world government, globalism, based upon man's effort? And certainly, many of our most wealthy people in the world, who have certainly embraced a different religion, who have a different allegiance, have embraced this idea of world government. So, Dr. Erdman, what's happening today, and where is the world headed?
Well, this is a very good question. I would like to know the answer to that, too. But I'm not very optimistic in regards to the evangelical churches. They seem to have bought into this heresy of dominionism, just about all of them. And it is high time for Christians to realize what is really happening in these churches and to protest that total redefinition of Christian theology and eschatology. So, yes, there's lots to do in regards to protecting yourself. First of all, you're protecting your family from these influences, but also to bring back the pastors to a biblical theology. And I think this is what has been missing for quite a long time, for the last decade or so. Pastors just have given up on preaching Christian doctrine and thus have opened up the door for all of these other heterodox, heretical influences to flood into the churches. And they have exposed their churchgoers to these views and have declared them to be Christian and have basically deceived their churchgoers greatly. And this really grieves me personally because I see the devastation which was visited on many of the churches I'm familiar with. It really has destroyed these churches, and there needs to be a serious rethinking, a serious returning back to biblical fundamentals, biblical theology, which needs to take place.
And you mean the churches ought to be preaching the Christian gospel rather than the social gospel or the political gospel, but certainly so many of our churches today are simply talking about how we should feel better about ourselves. They've changed the music of the churches. They've changed the message of the churches. But they've forgotten the scripture upon which the church is based. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes, we need to go back to preaching the gospel, telling the people that there is a heaven and that there is a hell. And we need to make our decision in regards to our eternal future. And Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. This needs to be our message again, to call people to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ instead of changing the arts, changing government, changing the media, changing science. All of this has taken away from a true Christian message. And we need to return to what the Bible really tells us in regards to Jesus Christ and his eternal kingdom and eternal life in heaven. We need to come back to that again. And also, obviously, we need to tell the people that they are sinners, because this is basically completely left out from current preaching, because it supposedly offends people, offends spiritual seekers, and we cannot offend them, otherwise they would not come to our churches. No, the Bible is very clear that we are sinners, and we need to repent. We need to accept God's free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus died on the cross. We need to preach the cross again, and not be so cautious in offending the sensibilities of some people who may come to church or may not come to church. We need to be true to the Bible again. And this is exactly how Paul saw it. For example, in the letter to the Galatians, he said, "Should we please man? If I would please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ Jesus." So let us be bondservants of Christ Jesus and proclaim the full gospel as it is written in the scriptures.
And I certainly agree, this is what it's really all about, and this is what's lacking today, and this is why we're in so much trouble today. And of course, we have too many ministers who fear government more than God, and we're not getting the people ready to turn back to government. Will you turn back to God now? You've got about a minute to wrap up the program before we let you go. What's your parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners today about the post-millennial or dominion theology which permeates the church?
Well, basically, I don't want to leave you with a negative thought, because I thoroughly believe that Jesus Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth, and he will deal with all these negative trends in his way, because he is in control. Not these individuals, not the politicians, not the pastors. Jesus Christ has the control in his hands. And we need to align ourselves with his agenda, with his eternal agenda. This is what we need to do. And we fight these individuals and trends best if we personally stick closest to what is written in the Bible.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I appreciate your being with us. Dr. Erdman will be on one or two of our other programs. It's, he's just here very temporarily from Switzerland. He'll be leaving in a couple of weeks. And hopefully next time you come, you'll give us a call ahead of time. We can schedule you for our programs.
Okay. Thank you very much for letting me be on your show, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, and thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Dr. Martin Erdman. We've been talking about the post-millennial philosophy that came out of the occult and Rosicrucian movement that is being permeated our churches and the church growth movement. Today, we'll be right back.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Erdman this morning. A little highbrow, but I think it's important to understand how the esoteric or occult movement has crept into the church. I don't know how many of you saw Matt Lauer's interview with Dan Brown, whose last book I think sold 50 or 60 million copies. That was the Da Vinci Code, but certainly his new book, The Lost Symbol, will probably do equally well. Fascinating adventure story. And much of what he says corroborates what we say. The Masonic influence on the architecture of our nation's capital. But, of course, what he is not telling you is the true purpose behind Masonry. And when he tells you about these various organizations that are out there that are actually trying to show how the mind can control matter, how we can actually influence the world around us by the use of our mind. And then when he was asked, how could that be? He says, I don't know. He's not, in my estimation, telling the truth. Of course he knows. He's a disciple of Manly P. Hall. We carry Manly P. Hall's books, and Manly P. Hall will tell you, you are tapping into another dimension and the power that can come from that. Now, if you want to get Manly P. Hall's books, we carry them, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, The Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. But to understand all of this, you need the trilogy of DVDs put forward by a good friend, Chris Pinto, The Secret Mystery of American Religion, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them individually or get them together, but you need to understand, and then you need to be able to talk to others. Of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which lays it out in a very, very simple manner, and we hope many of you will want to seriously consider getting a case of those books. You can get them for just about $2.50. A copy of the book ordinarily sells for $12.95. You can get them, you can sell them, you can give them away. This is the best weapon you possibly can have to reach others. So if you want to get a case of my books, pre-publication or pre-printing offer, we won't make it again once we have the 50 subscribers. Why, of course, it'll cost you $149.95. Plus shipping for 60 copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we won't bill you until such time as we have the subscribers. They're coming in. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You want to get the Secret Mystery Trilogy, you want to get a case of my books, or you need to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on DVD, the Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon, which explains how they created the financial crisis, and they are going to use this to impoverish our people and, of course, to establish their one world government. And we give you the references for it. We tell you who Barack Obama really is. That's in the Financial Armageddon talk. There's a syllabus that goes with that. All of these things and so much more are available at Radio Liberty. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our internet programs. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters and the other things that are posted there. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.